Traffic at internet auction sites such as eBay continues to grow rapidly, and so do the problems that sometimes accompany making deals online. Today, federal and state law enforcement officials announced a crackdown on what is called auction fraud, which has quickly become one of the most common scams on the internet. The Federal Trade Commission received more than 50,000 complaints about it last year alone. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Over the past couple of months, federal and state officials say they filed more than 50 civil and criminal cases involving fraud on the internet. While the majority of the cases involve sellers who fail to send buyers promised merchandise, some cases are far more elaborate. The FTC's Howard Beals described one scam in which a phony third-party website was set up to process payments.
The defendants engaged in identity theft, posed as online buyers and sellers, and then, adding yet another layer of fraud, posed as an online escrow service. Yes, their firm, Premier Escrow, collected the payments. But no, they didn't deliver the merchandise.
Scams that rely on a phony payment site still make up a relatively small percentage of total fraud, but the use of such sites is growing. Washington State Attorney General Christian Gregoire says another thing they are finding is that many of the individuals carrying out online fraud are very young.
It's fairly common for us to find to be the individual is a person who's quite young. In fact, we've even brought some actions against individuals who are minors. Why might that be? Because they are very sophisticated. Number two, a predominance we have found of males. Number three, many of our cases, most of our cases are like this individual who went on to purchase or went on to sell computer equipment.
Gregoire was referring to Rick Skinner from Norfolk, Virginia. Standing beside her, he described how he tried to sell a laptop computer on eBay. Skinner says he agreed to sell the laptop using a third-party payment system recommended to him by the buyer. He says the site looked like the real thing.
Recommended the escrow service, Premier Escrow, as a user. It looked like a real good, legitimate escrow service, very professional looking. When I logged on to the escrow service, it showed the money was there that he agreed to buy the laptop for. So I, in turn, shipped a laptop to him.
Skinner never heard from the buyer again and was out $1,300. Many of the complaints received by the FTC involve auctions on eBay. The giant online auction site handles millions of bids a day. eBay is defending its practices, saying it's taken actions on its own to crack down on fraud and is also working with federal law enforcement officials. Kevin Persklov is an eBay spokesman.
eBay has enjoyed phenomenal success over the past 4 or 5 years, so it means more and more people are coming to the site. The other side of that coin, however, is that just like in the offline world, the online world, success will sometimes attract fraudsters. What's interesting is even though the FTC is accurate in the statistics that they point out, I think one thing that needs to be pointed out as well is that eBay has been experiencing just explosive growth over the past year.
Federal officials at today's news conference agree the best way for consumers to protect themselves is by trying to find out as much as they can about a buyer or seller before a transaction is carried out. They also recommend using a credit card rather than simply sending a check or wiring money. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.